Lesson 11 deals with foods. And on page 74, 75, 76, and 77, we have words that are in regards to foods and vegetables and berries. Among the foods, you'll find some are animate, some berries are animate, and some vegetables are animate, and some meats are animate. So this is something that I didn't even know until I started writing. It came automatically, and you spoke of such things, but it never dawned on me they were animate until I started writing, and then I could see they were animate. Turning to page 74 in the green book. And this is, of course, foods. Foods, of course, are as many things, such as meat, vegetables, berries, milk, and also all sorts of other things. Wiyas, meaning any kind of meat. Beef, mustosowiyas. Pork, kuhkusiwiyas. Lamb, mayatihkuwiyas, such as mutton. Liver, misquan. Tongue, miteyini. Heart, mite. Tripe, omau. Fish, kinoseo, and its animate food. Chicken, animate food, pahpahkwan. Turkey, animate food, misiheo. Now, misiheo is like we are saying a large partridge. At one time, turkeys were wild, and they were like the partridge or grouse. Gizzards, mitsia, rabbit, wapus, and partridge, piheo. Potatoes, askipwawa, and the literal meaning is earth eggs. Carrots, uskatasquak. Turnips, utsihkana. Corn, mahtaminak. Cabbage, utehipakwa. Onions, wichekaskusia. Now, corn is known as the miracle berry among the native people because there's so much that is corn is used for. Corn, the squaw corn, which comes in many colors, is beaded onto clothing or made into necklaces. And it is also made into flour, and it's also made by popping, and you can eat it. It does many things, so that it is known as the miracle berry. Milk, tohtosapui. Butter, tohtosapupimi. And cream is manahigan. Manahigan tells us that which is skimmed off. Like years ago, before the cream separators, they poured their milk in large pans and the cream was skimmed off. I can remember so well on the farm we did this. Now we say, I eat something inanimate, nimichin. But when you say, I eat something that's animate food, we say nimuau. Nimichin, nimuau. Now on page 75, there is again some other words that are listed and could be used, such as berries, again a list of potatoes, partridge, turnips, corn, raspberries, gooseberries, and cranberries. Study these words and with a dictionary get the meaning. The word I have is involved. I have many berries. Dayan michet minsa. I have corn. Dayawau mahtamin. I have two cows and four pigs. Dayawawak niso mustusak mina neo kukusak. I have a few carrots. Dayawawak atiht uskatasquak. Do you have something that's inanimate? Kitayan chi? Do you all have kitayanawauchi? Do you have many books? Do you have six cups? Do you have a clock? And do you have a pail? Here, the clock and the pail are animate words. A clock strikes. It wakes you up. It tells you when to come for dinner. It tells you how many hours you work. So it is known as animate. A pail holds water for you, or it gives the horse a drink, or animals a drink. A pail will gather many things for you. So it is also known to be animate. Let's read the four sentences at the bottom of page 75, and we say, I have a blanket and a pillow. Do you have a blanket and a pillow? Kitayan agof mina aspasquesimon chi. Kitayawau sehke pimbayis chi. Do you have a car? Do you have a lamp and a broom? Kitayan waskutenigan mina wepahigan chi. Do you have a beaver pelt? Kitayawau amiskwayan chi. Read these and make sure you get the meanings of each of the words. List the words that you are not sure of, and we can take them up with the class. Then we have flour, sugar, salt, pepper, syrup, yeast, baking powder, honey, tea, and coffee. Laundry soaps, and we have beef, and we have breads. Pahkwesigan as flour. Siwinigan as a sweetener. At one time, the word siwinigan was used as sugar. Sugar is a sweetener, but today we have many sweeteners on the market. We must go back to the old word of sispasquat, which is the old word for sugar. A beautiful word, sispasquat. Siwihtagan is salt. Kahkuminagak is pepper, and that's hot to the mouth. Lumlas is a Frenchized word, which is syrup. Opsigan is yeast. Pihkasigan is baking powder. Honey is what the bee makes, amu osichigan. Tea, maskihkiwapoi, saying medicine liquid. And coffee, pihkahtewapoi. soap we see xepe ginigan. Toilet soap we say washing the face soap. Kasihkweo xepe ginigan. And a bleach is what making it white. Wapskinigan. Roast beef, misiwehkasigan, cooking it all in a lump. Boiled beef, pagachigewias. A stew, pagachigewatewin. And a soup, michimapui. Pahkwesigan is bread of any kind, such as loaf bread or bannock, or even flour is pahkwesigan. Current bread, sumin pahkwesigan, and donuts is like saying crispy bread, because it's deep fried and it's sort of crispy. Now, there are things such as potatoes and carrots and meat. We can say, I buy food. Ntatawan. I buy fish. Ntatawan kinoseo. I put away the meat. Ninastan wiyas. I put away the fish. Ninahau kinoseo. Now, when we say his or her food or her butter or her tea, her meat, there's an O that becomes involved. On page 78, we have here, O tohtosa po pimin, meaning his or her butter, her milk. O tohtosa po. So there is an initial O and an ending of E-M, O-M, or I-M, dependent on the word. Continuing on with our lesson, as I mentioned, most of the material now is being structured. Let's turn to the page which introduces the word having and seeing on page 88 of the yellow book. Now, having something that's inanimate and having something that's alive are two different words. At the bottom of, or halfway down the page, we have the structure of I have a bear and I have a knife. Read this and transcribe it into English. Now, before we end lesson 11, there are some very important words which are known as asking words. I think we should review them on page 91 of the yellow book. Who, awina. Where, tanta. When, tanispi. Who is this, awina awa. Who is that? Awina ana. Who is that man? Awina anana peo. Who is that woman? Awina ana isqueo. Then we have words such as kigwai, what? Tanihki, why? Tanima, which one? Tanispi, when?
Tanihki, why? Kiguayoma, kiguayanima, kiguayohi, kiguayanihi. Why does he cry? Tanihki kamatot. Why is he cross? Tanihki kaksuasit. Why did he go home? Tanihki kakiwi. Such words are asking words and are known and are used, and the chi word disappears entirely because these words point to questions. End of lesson 11.